Welcome today to the Tim Price Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here today, and I want to talk about 8 ways to charge into a new season. Don't let your learning lead to knowledge. Let your learning lead to actions. The same could be said about dreams and desires for a new season in life, a start of a new year or a new position or wherever you might find yourself when a new season is beginning. What do you need to incorporate? Months ago, I read a book called Rhinoceros Success by Scott Alexander. It's an old book, and it's pretty short. I read the whole thing, and one of the things I noted from this book was that Dave Ramsey actually requires all of his employees to read the book in the first 90 days of their employment. In some ways, it's crazy to compare our lives to rhinos, but in another way, after reading this book, it's a really cool image. We are made to go, to do, and to charge. And since we are entering a new season right now, here are some of the reminders from this book. You can find all this at timpriceblog.com. Number one, we want to go big. Rhinos wake up in the morning and they start charging. What big dreams do you have today, for this month, and for this year? Number two, they get excited. We want to get enthused about the rest of our life. We want to get going on the things that we want to do and the things we want to become. The longer you wait, the more you may not actually take those steps. And so we get excited about what the possibilities are. Number three, we don't really worry. I don't think rhinoceros probably worry that much. But we don't worry because Jesus says that we should trust him, that we should have a childlike faith, that even though there are tough times in the world, we need to be of good cheer because he has overcome the world. So we don't worry, we just go. We use our time wisely. Cows sit and lay in the shade. They watch things and move slowly. But rhinos make every moment count. There's no time to waste. You can always get more money in life, but you can never get more time. So you have to use time wisely. And I'm not totally sure if rhinoceroses use their time wisely, if they really think about that in everyday things. But for the most part, they're on the move. The next one is we got to take care of ourselves. Eat the best possible, walk and be active as much as you can, and we really just have to be in tip-top shape, have the strength, both mental and physical, to stay on the move, to be ready to charge, to take control, and to go for it. And this one is always one that springs up around this new season of a new calendar year. And it's one that I always think about, make sure that I kind of regroup the disciplines that help me to stay fit and to stay mentally strong, to make sure I have those opportunities and rhythm in my life. The next one is to read the Bible and believe in God. God's grace is free, and believing in the Lord Jesus is awesome. And there's really no reason why you shouldn't. Your connection with God can make a difference in your life, how you see yourself, what you were created to be. You can be faithful in your commitment to him, and you can go with God. Then two more, and that is, first of the two is try new things. We don't want to get stuck in a rut. We want to try something new. Keep an abundance mindset. There's always potential for something more in life. And then the last one is that we charge in every area of life. So this whole idea of charging like a rhino would, we go big, we get excited, we don't worry, we use our time wisely, we take care of ourselves, we read Bible and believe in God, try new things, and then charge in every area. We don't want to just have all this energy and charge in the area of work. We want to make sure that we're also giving our time and life and investing it at home and with friends and with family. We want to be sure that we are present and alive and active and involve our family in our dreams and our plans. Every day is a new opportunity to take the life by the horns and charge. But I also find that in new seasons, I am really refreshed in thinking about how life needs to be. I enjoy making plans, writing down goals, getting the list together, and even just that action helps me more than not doing anything at all. And though this book was slightly silly, The book was a great motivation to jump in and charge for this new year. It's called Rhinoceros Success by Scott Alexander. And the copy I have had like a foreword, I think, by Dave Ramsey. But It's an easy book to get a hold of. The link is on my blog post, which you can find at timpriceblog.com. And I would love to have you just take a look if you need some motivation for this coming new year. Well, I'm so thankful that you're part of this community and listening and engaging. And I hope that you'll take a moment to share this with somebody or hit the review, 5-star review, or to subscribe to our podcast. And we'll stay in touch and talk to you soon. Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by Harvest Ministry, and we are seeking team members. Since 1996, Harvest has had a mission to serve as a worship team for children in youth camps, conferences, retreats, and worship services around the Midwest. Over 300 young adults have served through Harvest Ministry, and we currently have openings for our summer team. If you are a guitar player, drummer, keyboardist, bassist, vocalist, worship leader, or tech person, we would love to talk with you. Ministry-minded young adult musicians can visit harvestministryteams.com and hit the Teams tab to learn more.